If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe. We got Bailey Peck is in for Dominic Jimenez today, the vacationing Dominic Jimenez, Daniel Ogden yesterday, but Bailey Peck getting a little warm up, a little tune up for his weekend duties here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Trent along the way, fully booked show today. We're going to continue our series of college football previews. Chris Raymond, this is going to be an outstanding get at 40 after the hour. He's got a book. You know, we all know Penn State, the disaster that was 12, 13 years ago. It's horrible. I mean, it just the Sandusky thing was a disgrace. The riots on campus, you know, ESPN did the obligatory 30 for 30. You know, listen, but what Chris Raymond has done here is shown how Penn State has rebuilt. And it's a riveting book. It really is. And, you know, one of the, I think, linchpin moments was a game. Listen, Penn State had lost to Central Florida and to Indiana. Indiana had never beaten Penn State. 0-16, never, had never beaten them. And that's how bad it got. Not only did Indiana beat them, they blew them out. Now, little did anybody know that on October 12th or 13th, in Happy Valley, which was not Happy Valley, to be perfectly frank with you, a riveting 4 overtime win over previously unbeaten Michigan, who was 5-0 coming in. That in and of itself was, I think, one of the real key markers in their return to, you know, stability ultimately, and then ultimately the glory of Penn State football. So that's going to be a good one. Omar Vizquel, former big league Golden Glover, multiple Golden Glovers, should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, they got that little bit of a little personal transgression hanging over his head. He belongs in the Hall of Fame, but we don't need to get into that. But Omar will kind of bring us up to speed, analyze some baseball. Then Brock Hines does an outstanding job. We look forward to him. We'll look at the NFL. We'll look at the baseball, the Patriots waving the white flag. I mean, we just got a million things going on. So we got a fully booked show. We get it going. And Tyler McVie will be back with us. McVie. My Lord, Levine, he'll be back with us on Friday and Saturday as we get ready for the opening week of EPL, European Premier League. We look forward to it. On Sports Byline, I'm Marty Terrell, and this is Sports Overnight America, presented by Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs now at rocketmortgage.com. We're coming right back.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. Innovative Wellness Dot Center.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, we're strolling along here through a Thursday into a Friday edition here, Sports Overnight America. Let's get him in here. He has helped us so much over the last year, year and a half with baseball. We get him four or five times a year. We want to let him promote his outstanding artwork, his paintings. He is a multifaceted and talented gentleman, done so much for his native land and so much for us here at Sports Byline. Omar Vizquel, Marty Terrell, how are you, Omar?
Marty, how are you, man? I'm doing good. Back into Houston now since I have been traveling a little bit. I was over in Venezuela for a while. I was covering the Summer League down there, and it was a pleasure to see a lot of young guys and prospects playing baseball and see the future of Venezuela, or what it looked like to be very exciting. And I got a lot of friends. I saw a lot of friends there that have the pleasure to play with. And now they are managers and GMs. And, you know, it was a reconnection with Venezuelan baseball. It was very pleasant to see everybody down there. And then last week I was in Cleveland visiting some of my old friends over there. So it's been amazing, man. It's been great.
Very nice. I've been watching the Guardians, and that you must be reading my notes because that's where I want to start. Boy, they went into a midsummer swoon there for a little bit. My Lord, would they hit the skids? They're getting swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, doubleheader is going to be an automatic. If you lose the first one, I mean, mathematically, you got to split. But you know, manager Voit and the management there did not panic. They righted their ship here a little bit. Had some made some noise in Detroit. Give us a little take on this Guardian team. Are they a team that's going to make a deep run, do you think, in the postseason? Where are they strong? Where are they weak? Give us a little size up on the Guardians. Good start. Let's hear.
Well, the days that I was there, Marty, I didn't see a low or any weaknesses on the team. They pitched very well against the Baltimore Orioles. In fact, I think that they took 3 out of 4 in their series. The hitting came alive. You know, you have guys hitting home runs and getting on base, and it was the typical Guardian baseball where they're not gonna survive on the home run, but they put the ball in play, they hit the ball all over the place, they run the bases very aggressively, and I think they do gonna be a pain in the ball till the end. Their pitching is responding. I think they have the good arms that can take them all the way, and you know, sometimes these teams, when there's